The title of our sermon this morning is just that, Shipwrecked, Rescued by Jesus. Our scripture readings for this morning really connect to the VBS theme of Shipwrecked, Rescued by Jesus. These verses offer Christians a historical glimpse of God's power and work in the midst of suffering, of being shipwrecked. In the Old Testament verses, Israel has been exiled to Babylon. Her city, Jerusalem, laid in siege, her walls torn down, her temple destroyed. Out of this suffering comes a voice of lament, the Book of Lamentations. And in the center of this book is a revelation of the amazing faithfulness of God. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Despite their suffering of being shipwrecked, people saw God's great power and great work. This was also demonstrated in the churches of Macedonia, mentioned in our epistle reading. Even though they were in a shipwreck of severe affliction, great joy and generosity flowed out from them, first to the Lord and then to others. In spite of their surroundings and living conditions, God uses them to bless and rescue others. And in the gospel lesson, Jesus rescues two people, one from a medical condition and the other from death, the ultimate shipwreck. Jesus has the power over life and death because he is God. And because he is God, he can truly rescue us also. And that is what the kids learn during VBS week. That even though that we suffer when we are lonely, when we worry, when we are struggling with life, when we do wrong, and when we feel powerless, Jesus rescues us. The kids, the parents, the grandparents, and teachers spent the evenings learning about how Jesus rescues them. Each day presented the kids with a new Bible point, a Bible story, and a key verse to illustrate how Jesus saves us. And we really do need rescuing, as we are shipwrecked in our sin. On the first day, the kids were introduced to Bible point number one. When you are lonely,
Jesus rescues.
As an illustration, the teachers used the parables of lost things from Luke chapter 15. These illustrations include the parable of the lost sheep, in which the shepherd, having 100 sheep, leaves 99 to search for the one that was lost. And the parable of the lost coin, in which the woman, having lost one of her 10 coins, searches diligently until she finds it. And the parable of the prodigal son, in which the younger son takes his inheritance and wastes it on foolish living, enjoying the wild life. When the money runs out, lonely and hungry, he returns to the father, expected to be treated like just some lowly servant, but instead is greeted by the father with open arms and a huge party. His father celebrates because he thought he was lost, but now is found. I think we all know that feeling of being lost, physically and spiritually. And there is nothing like the joy of being found. Jesus promises us that there is nothing or no one so lost that he can't find them. Nothing is ever so broken that he can't fix it. And no one's ever so bad that he won't still love them. And that brings us to our key verse for the day. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. From Psalm chapter 27. When you are lonely,
Jesus rescues.
Was followed by, when you worry,
Jesus rescues.
The historical narrative of Mary and Martha from Luke 10 was the illustration of the day. You might remember the story of how Jesus and his disciples went to Mary and Martha's home to visit. Martha was busy making food for Jesus and the crew, while Mary sat at his feet listening to what he had to say. Finally, Martha had had enough and went up to Jesus and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. In our lives, we worry about many things, including what we're going to eat, our job, our health, making friends, school. The list goes on. What Martha and the kids learned is that while these things are important, they are not the most important. Spending time with Jesus is the most important. Spending time in the Word, in prayer, and in worship is the most important, especially when we are anxious and troubled. Jesus is the answer that calms our fears and takes away our worry. Our key Bible verse is from Psalm chapter 35. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to rescue each time. Day 3's theme was, when you struggle,
Jesus rescues.
Our illustration began in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night of the Last Supper, where Jesus takes his disciples to pray. He asks them to watch and pray, but they struggle to stay awake, even falling asleep 3 different times. But before long, Judas appears with the high priest and the elders of the people, having prearranged a signal that they would seize the one that he greets with a kiss. As they grab him to arrest him, Peter wields an angry sword and cuts off the ear of the servant's high priest, or the high priest's servant, in an effort to protect and rescue Jesus. But Jesus stops him from doing any more damage and heals the servant's ear. For all this was to take place so that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Frightened, the disciples ran away like a flock of scared sheep. Instead of rescuing Jesus, they left him behind with the murderous mob. There are times when we too think that we would do anything for Jesus, that we would stand up for him no matter what. And sometimes we do. But there are other times when we find ourselves running away, frightened like scared sheep. We struggle with our faith, tempted by so many other things in the world, attractive things, things that the world tells us are okay, yet we know different. In the struggle, God tells us, "Be still and know that I am God," from Psalm 45. For when we struggle, the key Bible point from day 4 was, when you do wrong,
Jesus rescues.
This theme continues the garden scene from day 3 and is based on the crucifixion narrative of Gospel of Matthew. I really believe that the VBS curriculum did an excellent job with this day, as the writers tell the story of the crucifixion to the kids as if Jesus was speaking directly to them. Hear the crucifixion story told a little differently as I read it directly from the kids' castaway logbook. I'm going to tell you the most important story ever told. It won't be easy for you to hear, but I promise you this. It has the happiest ending in the history of happy endings. It started when the Roman soldiers arrested me while I was praying. One of my dearest friends had betrayed me to them, and all for a little bit of money. That hurt. They took me to stand trial in front of Pontius Pilate, the local governor. The people accused me of being a traitor, although Pilate couldn't find anything I had done wrong. But the people insisted on killing me anyway. Just a week earlier, they had been cheering me on. Now they wanted me dead. That hurt, too. It was then that the guards started beating me. They hit me and spit on me. They mocked me, calling me King of the Jews. And they draped the red robe over my shoulders. They had made a crown out of sharp thorns and put it on my head. That hurt so bad. I could barely move, but it only got worse. The guards made a big cross out of wooden beams Even though I had no strength left, they made me carry that cross with the people along the road yelling at me. It was so heavy. Every step was torture. When I finally couldn't go any further, they made another man carry that heavy cross for me. They marched me up a hill to a creepy area they called the Place of the Skull. The pain was unbearable. I could barely catch my breath. The soldiers tried to give me a bitter drink to ease the pain, but I wouldn't take a sip. I needed to endure every jolt, every stab, every sting, and there were so many. I had nothing left. Still, they kept mocking me. "If you're the Son of God, why don't you save yourself?" they shouted. But they didn't know. They didn't understand that God wanted me to go through with this. They didn't know this was God's plan. Worst of all, they didn't realize how much I loved them. Every tear and every drop of blood was for them. It was almost the end. The sky turned black. Every breath was a struggle. I never felt more alone in my life. I hung my head. I couldn't take another breath. The moment I died, things got scary. The ground shook. Rocks split apart. People wept. The curtain in the temple sanctuary split in half. Tombs opened up, and dead people began to come back to life. That terrified the soldiers. They realized in an instant what they had done. They had killed me, God's son. Later, a rich man named Joseph took my body and wrapped it in cloths. Then he buried me in a tomb carved out of rocks and rolled a big stone across the entrance. Yet my killers were nervous. They had heard me talk about coming back from the dead. They thought my followers might come to steal my body and claim I wasn't dead anymore. So they placed guards there to make sure nothing happened. But something did happen. 3 days later, everything changed. As soon as the sun cracked the morning sky, an earthquake rattled the tomb as one of God's radiant angels swept down and rolled the stone away. Then he hopped up and sat on it. The guards were so scared they passed out. Then Mary Magdalene and my other friend Mary came to visit the tomb. But when they saw the angel, their jaws dropped. "Don't be afraid," said the angel. "Jesus isn't here anymore. He's alive again. Hurry and go tell his followers." Mary Magdalene and Mary took one glance at the empty tomb and started running fast. They were frightened and excited and shocked and thrilled all at the same time. And when they saw me standing in the middle of the road, they ran even faster. "You're alive," they cried. And I would stay alive this time, forever. The death of God's Son is what it took to rescue us from our sin, from when we do wrong. Nothing else would work. There is nothing that we can do to save ourselves from this shipwreck of sin that we are stranded in. What seemed like death and defeat turned into victory. Victory over sin, death, and the devil. All because God loves us too much to leave us shipwrecked. The story of the crucifixion is a hard truth for us to hear, but we do need to hear it. We need to never forget it. And because Jesus died and rose again, when you do wrong,
Jesus rescues.
Which brings us to our key verse. "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." From John chapter 16. The final day of VBS ended with the theme, "When you are powerless,
Jesus rescues."
The kids learned the story of the lame beggar healed by Peter and John. Walking the streets of Jerusalem on their way to the temple, Peter and John see a beggar at the temple gate. This man's legs had been weak and twisted since birth. He could not walk. His friends or family would carry him to the temple gate every day, where he would ask for money from the people that were passing by, for he was unable to earn a living. Every day he would sit there, powerless, for he could not walk or stand. He was at the mercy of those who walked by. But today was different. Today, something very special would happen. As he looked at the two disciples, expecting to receive a small act of charity, Peter says to the man, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." And he did. Not only did he get up and walk, but he leapt about, praising God that he had been healed. All the people around were absolutely astounded and amazed. Peter, seeing this as an opportunity to tell them about Jesus, about how they had rejected and killed the very Son of God, also tells them of God's mercy and how Jesus had been raised from the dead, and how through faith in the name of Jesus, this man had been healed. Once powerless, this man was made strong. This man was healed by the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms, as our key Bible verse from Ephesians chapter 1 tells us. Shipwrecked in sin, we too are powerless to save ourselves. That's why Jesus died and rose for us, so we could be saved. For when we are powerless,
Jesus rescues.
Jesus rescues is really the key to it all. When we are lonely, when we worry, when we struggle, when we do wrong, and when we are powerless, Jesus rescues us. And that really is the theme of our three scripture readings for today also. Really the theme of all scripture. Jesus rescues. Kids are taught early that the answer is always Jesus. We make a joke of that at times, but it's really a fundamental truth. The answer always lies in Jesus, who rescues us from sin, death, and the devil, who rescues us from ourselves. He doesn't leave us deserted, but gives us a beacon of hope in his word. He washes over us like a tidal wave of water in our baptism and gives the starving something eternal to eat in the Lord's Supper. The means of grace are our life preserver, our life raft, our means of rescue. Stop feeling lonely. Stop worrying. Stop struggling. Stop doing wrong. And stop feeling powerless. Let Jesus rescue you. And to him be all the glory. Amen. Let us pray. And now may the peace and knowledge that Jesus rescues and saves us keep our hearts and minds in him, now and forever. Amen.